dynamical friction, buoyancy and core stalling, I. A non-perturbative orbit-based analysis, by Udupan Banik et al. We examine the origin of dynamical friction using a non-perturbative, orbit-based approach. Unlike the standard perturbative approach, in which dynamical friction arises from the LBK torque due to pure resonances, this alternative, complementary view nicely illustrates how a massive perturber significantly changes the energies and angular momenta of field particles on near-resonant orbits, with friction arising from an imbalance between particles that gain energy and those that lose energy. We treat dynamical friction in a spherical host system as a restricted three-body problem. This treatment is applicable in the /slow regime, in which the perturber sinks slowly and the standard perturbative framework fails due to the onset of non-linearities. Hence it is especially suited to investigate the origin of core stalling, the cessation of dynamical friction in central constant density cores. We identify three different families of near co-rotation resonant orbits that dominate the contribution to dynamical friction. Their relative contribution is governed by the Lagrange points, fixed points in the co-rotating frame. In particular, one of the three families, which we call Pac-Man orbits because of their appearance in the co-rotating frame, is unique to chord density distributions. When the perturber reaches a central core, a bifurcation of the Lagrange points drastically changes the orbital makeup, with Pac-Man orbits becoming dominant. In addition, due to relatively small gradients in the distribution function inside a core, the net torque from these Pac-Man orbits becomes positive, enhancing, thereby effectuating a dynamical buoyancy. We argue that core stalling occurs where this buoyancy is balanced by friction. This was dynamical friction, buoyancy and core stalling, I. A non-perturbative orbit-based analysis, by Udupan Banik et al.